On the show today, we have the Cooperative Trust very own Lauren Culp talking about their new website that they just launched with some really cool features like a mentorship feature, community crashers, you name it, it has it all. So go there and check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Lauren Culp, the leader, the Pied Piper of the Cooperative Trust. How are you, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Hey, you guys have a big announcement to make. You guys have launched your new website, which has been a while in the making because we talked about it like last fall or last winter or something like that. So now it's finally made its grand debut. And so give us a quick 411 on what the website's all about and why you guys made the change, all that type of stuff. So what's going on here?
Yeah, well, we're super excited about the new website. Anybody who's been out there, cooperativetrust.com is the URL. Super easy to head over to. So besides the obvious things, you know, the design is super cool. It's just a fun, fresh update on the Cooperative Trust. There's a lot of new functionality that we're really excited about. So we've got the same stuff we've had before with different discussion groups and libraries. But now we really have the ability to kind of scale it and take what we had before on the Cooperative Trust and make it that much more official. And so we're super excited about that. Anybody who wants to sign up can kind of go right in and get on board without needing help. So it's a lot of fun.
So what kind of spurred this on? What sparked the chance? Hey, I think it's time for an update, time for a refresh, or got the whole ball rolling here?
Yeah, well, it was time for an update and time for a refresh. But I think, you know, as we've thought about strategically where the Cooperative Trust is headed, everything that we've been doing in the past year or two has been about maturing the program and making sure that it's really set up to be sustainable, to be scalable, to really make the most impact that it can make for the most young people in the credit union space. Mm-hmm. And so we've been updating the website for that reason. And actually, one of the things that we're working on, which maybe we'll get to this, is our mentorship program. And the new website actually has functionality that can match mentees with mentors. So if we want to automate that process, that is something that we are looking at rolling out later this year.
Wow, very cool. I was going to ask you kind of like what's new, what's some new functionality? And boy, that's the tip of the iceberg right there. That's a good one to start off with.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so there's, you know, that mentor match that we'll be rolling out. There's kind of some gamification coming, so people can earn badges by doing certain things, and you can kind of see who's ranked in the Cooperative Trust site, who posts the most often, and all of that sort of stuff, which we've been lacking before, so we're really excited to have all of that, so you can kind of visually see who those really key Cooperative Trust people are.
Exactly. Hey, so how does it benefit... I think there's multiple audiences here. Obviously, it's credit union folks in general. Obviously, the crashers, probably mentor candidates, something like that. Mentor and mentee candidates. So how does it benefit these different audiences? I'm sure there's different messaging for the different audiences, but how does it collectively benefit everybody here?
Yeah, I think when you've got, you know, a place that people can go. A lot of times the Cooperative Trust, the name is something where, you know, you hear it and you're like, huh, what is that? And you wonder like, oh, how can I learn more? What does that even do? So this is kind of that place, right, to be able to kind of understand all the different aspects. And there's a lot going on all the time. And so it's nice to have that one centralized location where you can say, oh, that's what's happening. And I think even more than that, you know, if you're a young person trying to make the case to your leadership for why you should be able to crash or why you should, you know, be developed as a professional, this is a really cool way to be able to take the story of the Cooperative Trust, the story of what crashers do, and all, you know, all these different stories, and to really be able to. So the cure is the written like case for why you should send me to a crash or why you should really invest in me as a young professional.
So it's all this information back, because I'm on the website on my other screen here down below. You got the blog going, you got a whole community. There's the mentorship link, there's the crash link, and then for your credit, I'm going to click on for your credit. I want to find out what this is all about here. Hang on a second. Look at we're interactive here right now. So let's see here, young adult advisory services. Wow, oh my gosh. Oh, it goes straight to the Filene site. Oh, nice. Okay, I like the connection there. Good stuff. Wow.
Yeah. So we link back over to the Filene website. You know, we've heard from a lot of credit unions that young adults is that kind of key thing. If they could focus on something really engaging the next generation as members, as talent in their credit union, as even as board members, So that is kind of our research program that we do with Filene. So if someone was to say, you know, I'm super excited about young people and I want to really roll this out to my credit union, that's kind of that place that you can do that.
Gotcha. I like your Twitter feed too, how it's entitled Chirp Chirp. So that's, I like that. That's really good. And it gives you kind of a rundown of who we are, what's happening in the latest. Oh, wow. So it kind of gives you where you guys are going to be and stuff like that. Oh, this is fantastic. Very cool stuff here. Very cool stuff. And latest discussions. Wow, you guys have covered the gamut here. Most active members. Oh my gosh, Lauren, you guys are on it. I like the gamification about it as well.
Do you want to join the cooperative trust?
Yes.
If you want to join the cooperative trust, we'll get you in. You're a young professional, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've been told that. My birth certificate might say otherwise, but I've been told. But yeah, I would.
Totally young at heart. Matters.
Exactly. Very nice. So what else do we need to know about the website that people, obviously, where do we, is it it's trust.coop, right? That's how you get to it. And then what else do you want people to know?
Actually, so trust.coop was our old URL, which we're retiring. It'll still take you there, but cooperativetrust.com is our new updated URL. So otherwise, I think really the Cooperative Trust is only as great as the people who are using it, who are by all accounts really great. And so I would just say, you know, as many young professionals as we can get on the site, as many people as we can get kind of interacting and using the site, I think that only makes it stronger, and that only makes really us as kind of a generation, us as an industry, stronger. So I would say really just honestly signing up for email updates every day to kind of stay up to date on what's happening. Otherwise, really just getting in there and having fun, getting your hands dirty, making sure that you're kind of sharing and also asking questions as you need to. I'm super excited about where it's headed.
Yeah, it looks like a very super interactive website as well, so people can get in there and collaborate as we do so well. So hey, I want to give the Crashers a quick plug as well before we head out. Where are you guys going to be next? Because I always like to let folks know where you guys are going to be, because you guys are at almost every conference throughout the year. I don't know how
you
do it.
All over the place.
You are.
I know. I see you all the time. Yeah, so we are actually our very next Crash, and actually applications are still open for this one until Friday.
Okay.
But our very next Crash is in just a few weeks. It's the Visa Payments Forum Crash. We've never been there before.
You'll be there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there. We've never been as Crashers there before, but we're really excited about it. We'll be there. Right after that, we'll be at ACUC, so the America's Credit Union Conference that CUNA hosts. And then after that, we actually have another first this year with the Defense Credit Union Council. Ooh. So any defense credit unions out there, we'll be in Williamsburg, Virginia this August.
Okay.
And then we've got some more CUNA councils. We've got Filene's Big Bright Minds. So really a lot happening. We made it almost halfway through the year, and we still got lots to go. So super excited.
If you want to connect with Lauren here, you just look for an airport near you, and she'll be there somewhere. Yeah. So very cool stuff, Lauren. Congrats on the new website and the update. It looks fantastic, and I can't wait to get people to get to it. I'm on it. I can't keep my eyes off of it now. It's really, really cool. So congrats on that. And we'll see you at the next conference, and keep up the good work. Any other final words of wisdom here?
Thank you. You know, I think you about covered it. I'm super excited to see kind of how this generation that we are a part of is able to really elevate the future of credit unions. And so I think together, like you said, collaboration is really what it's all about. And so super excited to be able to be a part of that.
Right on. Well, we're excited to have you kind of lead it as well. So thank you for your hard work as well. So good stuff. All right, Lauren, thanks again for your time.
Awesome.
Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
All right.
Always so fun, Mike. See you in a couple weeks.
You got it.